Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. Got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away.
Thank you. Okay, can you hear me now? I muted myself without knowing, people. So let's see. Well, I muted myself without ever knowing it. So let's see. So, yeah, I'm waiting for my co-host to call in. I got it now. Yep. Okay. And like I said, my number is 347-850-8721. My weekend, well, I was catching up on, like, all my shows yesterday. That's what I do every Sunday. And I went from, you know, a happy mood to, like, a somber mood. Like, all my wife killed me, you guys. I was just, like, thinking, I was watching four episodes at once, and, oh, my God, all my wife nearly killed me. It was sad. It made me cry. You know, it was, like, it was a really good four episodes. And then I'm, like, okay, so why don't I go watch Grey's Anatomy in private practice? So then, you know, I thought, oh, I love the Grey's Anatomy musical. I mean, it was great. It was funny. It was sad. It was lighthearted. And then, Leslie Wales, Leslie, Private Practice made me cry. It was one of those things where, you know, I cried. I'm like, you know, I'm like, wow. And, you know, you know, and then I was watching General Hospital at like 1 in the morning, which I know, you guys, that's crazy. Okay. You know, I really miss both of my co-hosts tonight. Allie is at her parents' house, so the rand room, there won't be any rand room tomorrow night, but there will be one next week, I believe. And let's see, you know, I don't know where Terry locked to. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I could never really get mad at Terry, except for, you know, when we do the stupid walk. Robin and Carly fights. That's what I hate, because I do not like arguing with her, because she always wins those, you know. And then let's see, but no, I still think Zig's alive and someone has him. And I will be very happy when this fucking storyline is over, because, you know, so, let's see, anyone? No one's on the Swiss board. Okay. So please let me know on Twitter what nights you guys want me to have this show, because you know, I'm just curious about what night people want to have this show. And Yeah, it's only here. You know what? Okay, you guys, I want to say this, but, you know what? J-Sam will never have the baby. J-Sam won't ever fucking get married, okay? You know, this is ridiculous because it's making all the Liaison fans crazy. And let me say this. You know, I know we are angry, but we are not going to just let them do what they are doing. This is fucking wrong. Okay, Jake is alive. Jake is alive. I believe that with everything in my being. You know what? I washed all of it. I rewound it. You know, the no blood is whatever. It is ridiculous. And you know what? Jake's fans, call me. Call into the show, and I will really... You delusion yourself, you know, straighten up. Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
You are the meanest
bitch ever. Literally, I totally forgot about, I was watching something on the computer. I was trying to catch up on the American Life Teenager show on Lifetime, or you know what I'm talking about. I looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like 7 minutes after, 10 minutes after. I'm like, oh, shoot. And then I couldn't hear anything. I was going on there.
Well, because I accidentally muted myself, okay?
Okay. And I bought a candy bar from the little kids selling candy bars earlier.
What kind?
A Crunch bar from Helen Grace. Did anybody in chat room see the Kennedy movie yet? It was really good. I actually liked it. It did really well in the ratings too, for the being a little channel, not such a big channel. It was actually a pretty good movie. And you know, and I never knew with all the movies that have been out there, it never shows Joe Kennedy buying his presidency, JFK's presidency. He literally bought the presidency, like, from the mob bosses. They helped him get some votes and stuff, you know. And then when Kennedy got into office, though, because I guess Joe Kennedy promised the mob that, you know, they made a deal, like, you help my son get in to be a president, and I'll help you with whatever you want. But that didn't happen because Jack and Bobby really were really trying to get us to stop to the mob. You know, they're really tightening on the mob and everything, and the mob felt like they were being betrayed by them, and Bobby Kennedy would have a lot of he tapped into things, you know, illegal taps or whatever. And then when President Kennedy got assassinated, I think he blames himself that maybe he had something to do with it, because maybe it was the mob related assassination or something or whatever. So I think, and that family has like not had a very good you know, life, meaning, you know, all the tragedy in their lives, huh?
Okay, I want to clear something up.
Okay, was I just, like, talking about the Kennedy by myself, I guess? Okay. All right.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But anyone in our mask, he dropped the writing crap. No, you know what? He did not drop it. He just said word. It wasn't like he mentioned the wedding. It was a stupid J-Sam fan that mentioned the wedding. This wedding will not happen. Okay, you know what? If the way I look at everything, Gusa and Fawn, time is about up. You know what they have done?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You know what they have done right now? Killing an innocent kid, supposedly, but I don't think Jake is dead. But trying to, none of the fucking hosts did. So come on, people. You know, the ZTEM fans, you know, just being a evil bitch, and I don't think we have anything to worry about.
But, you know, what did she say in the chat? She said, but actually some of the ZTEM fans are pissed because their miracle baby is now, yeah, their baby, no matter how the storyline plays out, their baby is not going to be, oh, God, Foster keeps coming in my door. They're going to have a default child. They have the child by default. You know, and there's really, Jake should not be a replacement because they're never going to be able to replace Jake. And Sam will never, ever give him his first child. Liz already has won that round. You know, I mean, having done this storyline with Jake, whatever, if Guza in my mind thought that, oh, you know, we have to, in order for Jason and Sam to go ahead with a baby story, we can't make Jason look like a hypocrite and all of a sudden give Jason and Sam a baby or whatever and make it Jason look bad. And then they thought, in my mind, they thought, oh, well, the only way to do is you have to get rid of Jake. And no matter how he does, you can't. Because the 4 years of Jake's life, he wasn't in his life. And now Jason's all of a sudden thinking that his life had nothing to do with it. But he already thought that back in 08. Remember when Cam lit the matches of the house, got on fire, and Liz saved Jake? He already realized then that his life really, you know, is not dangerous. It's anything's dangerous in his life. But, you know, so he already came to that conclusion a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're voting constantly. I know. If you go onto the ABC message board, they're doing that all the time. They're gloating all the time. You know, they're even saying, oh, I'm so happy this story was rushed with Jake because, you know, the quicker that we could get to a ZTEM baby or whatever or something.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, you know, I'm annoyed this was more about Elizabeth than the memorial. Okay, you guys think about it. The memorial was garbage because Jake is alive. You know, think about it. You know, we never have seen the body. You know, there was no blood at the scene. This story, you know, reeks of people fucking up. I'm sorry. But, you know, they thought, if something happens, blah, 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 well, they fucked up. They fucked up so bad for them. Oh, 443, okay. 443, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Candace.
Oh, hello. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
I'm sorry about my little swirly, little thing. I just, you know, I'm sorry, but, I mean, the way I'm feeling right now is Jake's alive, you know, but the same wedding will never happen. Is the Sam baby will ever happen. You know, is this a whole lot of holes in the storyline that is making everyone with, you know, Zeno Hospital never existed?
I have too many words to say about the it's just so much going on in the soap world right now, and I'm just, like, ready to vent. But the whole Jake storyline.
Big sis, I forgot to tell you something.
What?
Remember a couple of months ago when we were all about Jonathan Jackson coming back and replaced by Greg Vaughn?
Yes.
Guess who's fucking coming back in One Life to Live?
Who?
Dun, dun, dun.
Who?
Think about it. Oh, my God! Is he not?
Yes.
Oh, he better not be replacing Todd. Is he going to be the original Todd?
They don't know. They don't.
Because how
they
are they
going to
do that? Because they've already, Tay got a DNA test
on Danny with Todd, with this Todd that's already on here, Trevor. And how are they going to... And, you know, and they already played out the Marty thing when she came back and he kidnapped her and you know, and he remembers everything. And remember when they all got kidnapped by, what's his face, the cousin of Vicky or whatever. And
right.
he took them hostage and he remembers everything. How are they going to play that out if he, unless...
Well, they don't know all the details just yet. All they do know is, as of today, it was confirmed that he was coming back to One Life to Live. Now, there is speculation that he's going to play another character.
Go ahead, sorry. On top of that, what?
But on top of that, Susan Haskell, a.k.a. Marty, she's leaving the show.
She's leaving.
So they've been saying, like, the reason that she was let go is for the budget to bring Roger back.
That's just speculation.
So we won't know until I think he comes back in May. Like, I think he's starting to tape this month.
Really?
And he's going to air during 8 weeks.
So they're keeping it really hush-hush on his character or what?
Right now, I believe they are, because I think a lot of people were speculating beforehand as he came back, what would happen to Trevor. No offense, but Trevor has kicked butt. He's done a phenomenal job. I love Roger. Don't get me wrong. I love Roger.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't see him being taught. I would be completely shocked if One Life to Live does this.
And
say, oh,
I would
the real
too.
Time was, you know, in Cuba somewhere in a lockup cell. It's like,
or maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how they could. So there was a scenario that somebody brought up before, and I can't remember what they said. Maybe this Trevor Shane Dodd could be the real Todd, and then Roger somehow is just a, you know, related somehow to Todd, the fans of both original Todd and Blair, like, you know, Blair could still be with Trevor, Roger's character, and like we both could, everybody wins somehow, you know what I mean? And in a sense, you know, you don't have to break up one couple to put Blair back with Todd. I don't know, but I really love Roger. I've loved him on As the World Turned. I loved him when he played Paul and I always wanted him to go back to One Life to Live as Todd, but I love Trevor, and I don't want him to replace. I don't want him to do Todd again. Bring him. Just make a. Maybe he could be Walker, the original. You know, because Trevor came on as the Walker guy, right?
As Walker.
So maybe Todd could play the original, the real Walker, dude. Or whatever. Wasn't he the half brother of? Wasn't Walker like the brother of Natalie? Jessica's father, real life father, or real father? Wasn't he the brother of?
I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't supposed to. I don't remember. I just remember he was linked to Jessica's biological father somehow.
Right.
That's new to me. Roger Howarth is back as I was hoping he would have like gone to do something, maybe come in to but General Hospitals has too many people now, so they could get rid of a lot of. The reason why they hired the new people is because it's less money, you know, for them. And if they were to bring somebody like Roger, they're going to get the big bucks, you know, and stuff. And that's why, you know, and that's why people are blaming, that's why a lot of DeSamer fans are probably blaming, you know, Becky for getting him fired, Tyler Christopher fired or whatever. But, you know.
I have some speculations on that. I mean, to be completely honest, like, I love Tyler Christopher to death, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when he first came on. It's just over the last few months, you kind of saw his character kind of go into that, you know, back into a
And the thing is that with Liz's character, that she really doesn't need to be in a corner. There's so much story for them to tell for her. And for me, I don't think a lot of the fans that are and an outrage against this, like the DeSam fans, why we fought so hard for Becky was not just because it was Becky, but it was because it was a legacy character. And we knew there's so much more story to tell for her. And we got so fed up with them getting rid of the legacy characters. And Tyler, I mean, Nicholas is not really from a legacy family or whatever. Just Cassidines came in like, oh, well, they've been around since like early 80s or whatever, but not like the Webbers or the Hardys or whatever. I think for me, it was I was getting them sick of chopping off or getting rid of all the legacy characters, and Liz is one of those. And you know, and I don't know. I don't really feel as bad for Tyler. I mean, like you said, I like Nicholas, but after Emily died and got killed, there was no story for him. And they, you know, he left a long time ago too, and so there was another actor playing the part. And we really, I'm not gonna miss him. I won't miss him. You know, I was just going to say, I would have missed Liz. I totally took my general hospital. I said I was never going to watch the show again, and I didn't watch it until she got hired back. You know, and these people that are campaigning to get Becky fired, why don't they get passionate like we'd, like the Liz fans and Becky fans, and campaign for his to keep him? You know, instead of going what was that?
No, I was saying that I think what the difference was between with Becky and Tyler is Tyler actually has said that he wanted to do things.
He went off.
And he has a theater company, and he had a pilot. You know, he wanted to do other things, and he felt that the story, like, he even said it. He said that he felt so bad because a lot of the Lucky and Liz fans who also like Nicholas, like, they started to turn on him. Like, he would go
to
that, and people would be saying, boo, like, we really don't like the fact that Nicholas broke up Lucky and Liz, you know. And then he said it's a show, but he was really unsatisfied with the lack of airtime that he had and how they had this whole Rush storyline with him in Brooklyn, and which I agree on. It was a rebound. Sorry, but it was. You know, he's how he said that he missed how it used to be. You know, and they made Nicholas into kind of a softie, and you know, I have to agree with that. You know, I look at it. I see Nicholas Cassidine. He has so much potential, and over the last years, they really just downplayed him. And I don't know why. Tyler's a great actor, but.
Yeah.
Then again,
we
get the writer.
And I honestly think that I agree with you too. Because he was voicing his you know, dislike with his, going on with his character, and you know, so he kind of maybe pushed the envelope himself there. You know, they made it easy for them to let him go. And as opposed to Rebecca, I remember in an article, she was being interviewed, and they asked her, I think she was quoted as saying, if they would ask me to stay forever, I would, you know.
Yeah.
And she's never done any outside projects, maybe once. She did the Hugh Hefner thing, but she hasn't really done anything since then. And she's, you know, just being a family, and that's all she's been doing is maybe the clothes thing, designing her clothes. But she loves General Hospital. You know, and that was another reason why I was really pissed off with what they did, because she is a loyal employee, and she will stay with that show until that show ends, you know, and they wanted to push her aside when there's so many other characters on that show that need to be pushed off the show and everything.
And I think when an actor, you know, goes public with his frustrations, you would think as, you know, somebody works at ABC or, you know, at General Hospital would say, okay, look, he's been one of our actors. He came back, you know.
Yeah.
He literally came back to this role. And, you know, he's done everything, and now he's showing frustration. I would take it as, okay, you know what? you're frustrated, we're going to fix that. We're going to, you know, give you a story. We're going to give you something that you can be satisfied with. Instead of just throwing a bone and saying, we're just giving you a paycheck. Like, we can actually just take it right back, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, he probably can come on to Young and the Restless and join his mama.
I know, and it's like, and what was Jeannie Francis when she was on Oprah? She said something about
on Oprah.
And you know what? I admire her for saying that. She was telling the truth, and she ain't gonna go to a show. Why would you want to go to a show that's not gonna respect you? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
will make you look more of a victim than a heroine, instead of making you boo-hooing all the time.
Yeah,
but she wanted to kick some butt.
I know, and this character from Mode, I understand, on Young and the Rest, is going to be the opposite of Laura. You know, she'll bite her teeth into that role. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that she's going on there.
I'm probably going to meet her in August.
What was that?
Well, she's going to be on Young and the Restless, and I'm crossing my fingers this is true, because this year is the Young and the Restless luncheon in August in L.A.
Oh.
And they always have all the stars, even Eric Braeden goes. So I'm hoping, like, that Jeannie Francis is there, because I've always wanted to meet her. Like, I already met Jonathan Jackson last month. Tony Gary, met him. So she's, like, the last person that I need to meet.
I actually met Anthony Geary and Drake Hogerson at the same time. So I was happy when that, but you know, the thing is, when I heard that Jeannie was going by and all, I'm like, okay, go for it. You know, I mean, because,
and she's going to be with Tristan Rogers, too, isn't she? She's going to be
playing
with his wife. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, Tristan Rogers. Who else? Steven Nicholas. Who else? Ken Schreiner. He's going to be on Young
Rogers.
Only for a limited time.
They probably won't act together because he's playing a... There is a different storyline, I guess.
No, actually, they would. Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, Tristan Rogers is involved in that storyline, and Stephen Nicholas is his character is going to be connected to that storyline.
By the way, I'm loving my Billy and Victoria. I'm loving my, I love them together.
You know, though, the problem is that you get these couples that are together. They're happy. They're happy for a little while, and then the rug gets pulled right out from under.
Okay, you know
what's gonna happen?
Okay, you know what? I swear,
that's just the formula for soap operas ever since I could remember. Look at Bo and Hope. You know, they had been together for so long, and then they got pulled apart. You know, but then they're coming together again. But, huh?
I said, look at, when Young and the Restless, I was rooting for a chance in Chloe. And they screwed that up.
You were a chance in Chloe. I'm a Chloe and Kevin fan now.
I love Chloe and Kevin, but I wanted a triangle. I wanted the triangle.
Oh, did you? Okay.
You know, Chloe. But this whole Heather thing, I'm like, are you serious?
I don't get that either. And I don't understand why the Eden Regal replaced. I love Eden Regal, but the actress that played her before was totally...
All you see is Bianca.
I know. And every time I see Bianca and... Bianca. Every time I saw Eden and Chloe together, or... what's her name?
Elizabeth.
What did she play?
Yes.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
I was thinking of all my children,
Maggie.
Of their characters and all my children, you know?
Bianca and Maggie.
And that's why you can't...
Branson was on there.
You wait for everybody to go into their Bianca and Maggie role or something. That's the problem when you bring in actors that are been on the same show together in the same show. Just like when you try to recreate something on another show, you can't. It doesn't work. Or Or even like we're just talking about, you're waiting for them to go into their roles or something, and it's just like you can't. That's why you can't. You know, just like from Passions on Days of Our Lives, you bring in all these characters, all these actors from the same show, and they're playing brother and sister again on Days of Our Lives. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why can't they be put him somewhere else? You know, another character and all that. It's like, I'm not want to watch Passions 2 or something, the sequel to Passions.
That's why I think a lot of people wait, like, well, Yana Russell, they're going to see how Jeannie Francis slides up, especially if she has to see with Kim Schreiner. Like, everybody's going to have a Laura Scotty moment.
I know.
Everybody's going to have a Laura Robert moment.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, we know that we'll never have her Luke and Laura back anymore. We'll never have them then, only in our memories.
Well,
you know what?
Oprah is a huge favorite and had them on the show, so thanks, Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, if they never would have overturned it or whatever, I think I would have, if she went to Young and the Restless or some, well, even though I watch Young and the Restless right now a little bit, I definitely would have tuned in every day to watch her on, I would have just given up General Hospital.
Well, I still watch the show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, Young and the Restless, I kind of fast-forwarding through a lot of it now. It's kind of like boring right now for me. I'm just, I don't know. I'm waiting for it to, I'm not really into Nick and Sharon. I was a Nick and Phyllis fan. They broke Nick and Phyllis up.
Me too.
And I can't get into this whole Nick and Sharon storyline or Phyllis. I don't even know what's going on with there. There's not really anything. Daniel, I like Daniel and Abby, but I'm thinking that they're going to go Daniel Lily route again or something.
Yeah, they
from
are.
What
they're
I understand.
Gonna go.
Okay, well, then I can get into Daniel and Lily.
You know,
I like Daniel and
Abby,
but see, that's my problem. Those are the only couple that I like. Right? So that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. You get invested in a couple or whatever for a little while, and then they tear them apart, and they put him in somewhere else.
Well, here's a couple that I think people should get onto the bandwagon. I called this like a year ago, and they didn't do it, but I'm seeing really some potential with them. And if the writers do this, I will be forever grateful. Adam
What's
Phyllis.
That?
There, I said it. Adam
Who?
Phyllis.
Who?
Adam.
Oh, okay. No, that's sick of one.
No, hey, wait a minute. Let me say so. I was watching it the other day, and I saw they're somewhere. Adam and Phyllis are together somewhere, right? They're investigating or whatever.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, my God. They might go that route if the audience really likes them together, because you got two bad, you know. Maybe.
No,
I mean,
Candace, I just, for me, I'm like, I don't like Adam, so.
I liked Adam with Sharon, but I don't like Sharon, period, right now. I never really liked her because she's such a damsel in distress. She's not a very strong woman. She's never really has been a strong woman.
I don't want to go through the TV and just slap her. Or is it just
I mean, Nicholas always seems to have to go to her rescue. And that was the problem when Phyllis and Nicholas were married. Nicholas always had to go to her rescue, and Phyllis was like the third wheel in their marriage, and I was so proud of Phyllis.
Even when Sharon was married to Jack, it was like, dude, okay, Jack's her husband.
Yeah,
like,
true, yep.
Like,
yeah. I don't know. Nicholas and Sharon have been together just as long as Jason and Liz have, as we've wanted them together, and it's like, Nick and Phyllis are done. That's where I could say that they've already been there, done that. Maybe if they totally keep them apart for, like, a lot longer than Nick and Phyllis were married, you know, maybe if they were apart for 5 years totally, or I don't know, because they just, that couple is just not, in my opinion, they've already written for that couple, and where really can you go with that couple besides her getting into trouble and Nick having to rescue her all the time? They're writing for the fans. Fans don't want to see that all the time. They want to see a strong, independent woman fighting for herself or whatever.
Yep.
You know, and that's the problem with General Hospital is that they've forgotten how to write for strong, independent women anymore. And Elizabeth is one of those that they forgot how to write for. And supposedly she was in an article or one of the magazines that there's good story for Elizabeth. Rebecca said there's a good story for her, and they really don't know where they're going to go yet with her, but they could go either way with her, Vixen, whatever, or, you know, or something. I would really like her to be the bad, you know, the bad Liz. Bring out the bad side of her again, you know. Get back at all the people that wronged her. You know, I wish when Lulu apologized to her, I wish Liz would have just said, you know what, you apologize. Just get away from me. I'll think about your apology or something, you know. And why does it have to be after a tragedy that people come to apologize? Why can't they have done it before or whatever?
Beforehand.
You know? Yeah. I mean, come on, General Hospital.
It's General Hospital. Like, it's, you know, it's weird. Friday was the 40th anniversary of General Hospital, correct?
Oh, was it?
Yes, I believe. Yeah, it was April 1st.
Okay. I watched on YouTube General Hospital's 30th anniversary from 93.
Yeah.
When I tell you there's a huge difference in not only the writing, but you can see the actors, like, the performance.
Yeah.
It was like they really wanted to be there.
I know. Yeah.
Now, 18 years later, it's like, really? Like,
yeah, I know.
You know, it's like. It's like on the 30th anniversary, they were honoring the show's history. You know, they showed the very first episode.
Oh,
you know, they were mixing things in. You know, they had Lucy Cole. They had Scotty looking for the target. They had, you know, all this going on. And now for their anniversary on the 1st, you know, it's all darkness. You know, like, I think that's what General Hospital needs. It's like, remember the nurses ball, like how everybody put aside their difference. They were acting and they were having fun. It was going for a good cause or something comedy instead of such. I mean, right now, everybody's still dealing with the Jake stuff.
I know.
Making it a plot point for Jason, which I think is sad. But it's like, they could do something to his memory. You know, like, I want Liz to say that. Like, okay, I want to do something for the children, like a children's ball or something, and have the kids perform, you know, something, I don't know. But General Hustle needs to start doing that, or else you're going to, once again, have viewers turn away, and it might not make it to the 50th anniversary, which is in 2 years. So just think about
wait,
if you're listening.
Well, wait. They said that it was the 40th. Just a couple of days ago?
Yeah, the 48th anniversary of General Hospital and the 2-year anniversary of Downright being canceled. Just want to point out. April 1st was such a downer day, like.
Oh my god. Oh my god, okay. Wow, we lost Terry. And you know what, but I will believe that later on we'll be back together and, you know, I hope she comes back. No, so it was the 48th, because I remember when they did the 40th, and they... Yeah, and they had all the backflashes of everyone, and, you know, they had that song, How the Years Go By. And I just, I'm thinking, well, why didn't you even have that? I mean, the reason why I don't think Becky, you know, why I think, you know, Jake is not, hello?
Okay, I'm like a dumb person. I'm talking, and my phone is, like, still going. I didn't even hear. Did you hang up on me?
No, I did not. You can't even ask I said, okay. Where did Hillary go?
That's really strange because I was sitting here talking and talking and talking. Oh, my God. You probably hung up on me to get even with me, huh?
Well, okay,
yeah,
I am. I'm not like you. I am not like you. I'm not mean.
Well, you know how I am with like that, so. But
I know, but no, I do. Oh, I know. I hate you. But I still think.
Huh?
I was rewounding the whole, Jake accident, and I'm thinking it to myself when I was rewinding this, and I was, you know what, not like Lynn or Rocky or Jason C, the Kid Before Suzy was wrong, because Kid Before Suzy freaked out. I had operation when I was a little kid, and I freaked out.
I same thing happened to me. So I got hurt as a kid, and I had to go get stitches on my foot, you know. I had to have my parents. I was crying, and I had to have my parents there, you know, and getting stitched up and everything. So, yeah, I mean, they wrote this story all wrong, you know.
You know, and then, you know, oh, by the way, in Candace, I don't know if I told you this on Twitter or not, but I called Fonda's office one day out of boredom, and I think I got mad, and I said, you know, Mr. Brian Fonda, no, he's out to lunch, and this was like 10:30 in the morning, and I go, gosh, the guy is out to lunch a lot. How many meals a day is he eating?
Oh, my God.
I know. I do not say that, but I...
Aww.
And...
He didn't...
Yes, yes, I did.
I'm
and
sure
then,
they're getting a lot of threats, too, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, I was watching the interview that with Steve and Guza and with the questions that fans send into them, and they were asking about, you know, why have Jake get killed or why do that. He's like, well, I had two kids myself that died, and I wanted to, you know, write the story and how it affects everybody, blah, 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 and I don't know. I wanted to get sick. I wanted to throw up, and then somebody asked about a DeSam baby, and they said that he will go there, it will be told. And then Steve Burton said something like, well, first, Sam has got to go through a procedure. We've got to see if she's going to be able to have kids or not. So first we've got to get through that. So, I mean, why, you know, I don't understand this. I mean, now Carly is going to Sam and seeing if she wants her to carry a baby. But Carly had a risky pregnancy herself.
Thank
so
you,
Mom. To Sam to see, I will, you know, if they were to do that, well, how about Liz carry the child?
You know what? Yeah, and you know, both of you know how much I love Carly, but I'm like, wait a moment, no. Well, I know this doesn't make sense. When it comes to Liz, Carly, 101, I know everything, and I'm like, wait a moment. Wait a fucking moment. She had to go through all this procedures when Jacqueline was born, and it was still a high-risk pregnancy, and Dr. Lee said, you know, this might be your only chance to ever have a baby. And I'm like, people, do you forget what what you say?
And, I don't like how they're comparing people, what they were comparing it to the BJ Maxey story. I don't even think the story stands on its own. It doesn't stand on its own. At least we could say, having been, at least, you know, somebody like me can say, because when I was young, I don't know how old I was in the BJ Maxey story. At least I could say years later, that was a great storyline. I can't say the same for the kids that are watching the story now saying that this is a great storyline, because it is not a great storyline.
The only thing we can say about the storyline is
I'm going to give it to them. Jonathan, Becky, Steve
yes.
acted the crap out of this.
I know.
It was a weak storyline. It was a very controversial storyline.
Yeah.
They brought it. They brought their A-game. Even
they brought
here,
it on.
They brought it on.
I would love, wouldn't it be awesome if they all got nominated for, like, everybody in, well, like, maybe the majority of the major players in the show got nominated? Wouldn't that be funny if they actually won? Hey, Frog, that would be laughing in your face. You're glad you didn't fire Becky now for sure, right? You know?
Well, here's the problem with that whole scenario. Jonathan would be supporting because he's going to be 29. So Becky would be probably be lead.
Really?
The thing is that for lead actor, it would be Tony versus Steve.
Oh, shit. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Maurice would probably be in there. So you got to remember that you
it's
only
but
two
one year,
be in that story.
One year, there was somebody, I think it was when Nancy Lee Grand won an Emmy, there was a tie between her and Debbie Morgan and All My Children.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that? Yeah, I think that was the only tie that there ever was. But I think it was for supporting. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, supporting actress. Mm-hmm.
Who would you think would win? Like, if there was, if like Steve, because Tony Geary has been bringing it on, man.
Tony Geary is. King. He has like,
I know.
Seven.
When he had the scene when he broke down with Lucky, I'm like, oh my god, that was like, I was like, really, I felt like I was there with him, you know.
I know.
And,
it was like I was there too.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Steve Burton. I mean, Steve Burton is doing. He's doing well in his box of pain, but I haven't seen him act like this since he broke up with Robin, like the first, really, like, I mean, yeah, when Liz and Jason broke up, the emotions were going on, they were really spot on, but I haven't really seen him, because in a scene like he did when Robin and Jason broke up, I was like, that was amazing acting in those days, and that's when he just became the role of Jason Morgan, and he was going to leave General Hospital. I guess Maurice came to him and said, no, wait a minute, you know, or I don't know what happened back there, but he wanted to, like, leave.
Yeah.
The role Quartermain was not for him anymore, and then he stayed, and they developed that role for him. And and I don't know. I just he's doing really awesome, too, and so it would be very hard, I think, for, you know... But I think it would go.
It
would go to Tony.
If she was nominated, it would be her first win.
I would love it if she were to win. I would love
it. No, it depends on who else General Hospital submits.
I know.
Let Kelly be a part of that nomination block too.
See, with Kelly, though, she hasn't, she hasn't really been as good. She hasn't really been bringing it as they have. She's had scenes with the other actors, but, like, she had a scene with Lucky the other day. It wasn't as great as I thought I wanted it to be. Like, I thought maybe she put more emotion into it. You know, and I mean, I don't have anything against Kelly.
They have the Emmy slot.
She might get a nominee. Did she get nominated? She got a pre-nom, right?
I think she got a pre-nom. I think Laura got a pre-nom. Nancy,
you know what?
But that was for last year's. That's for last year, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but if we are going to put Anthony, Jonathan, Steve, Rebecca in this, you know, Laura's been on her A game too. Laura's been great. Laura brought me in tears. So,
she's had a lot of material over last year that she could bring in. I mean, not only this storyline, but there's so much other story that she's really good.
Becky
should
have already had an Emmy. That's how I feel about it. As a Becky fan, Becky should have already had an Emmy.
Yeah, she should have. Especially when she did the rape storyline. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yep. That was, I think, so stupid. I mean, not stupid, but, you know, she was a, you know, she was against Jeannie. on one and Jeannie one for who coming back. And I, you know, not to tell me, but I'm like, excuse me, you gave out the wrong Emmy.
The movie's on right now.
238. I don't know what you were talking. Sorry, I had to, like, tell my...
About Jeannie Francis one.
Yeah,
I always thought... Yeah, Becky should have won. I don't... I mean, even though I love Jeannie Francis, and she really did... Actually, she really did a good job when she came back that last time. I mean, it was well-deserved, but so was Becky, too. And it's kind of, it's hard, like you said. It's hard to... When you have, if you have Steve Burton and Tony Gurian, it'd be very hard, you know, for people. I don't know. I'd have to put them two together.
And then you also have to think about this: if they do get nominated, they might actually cancel each other out, and another actor can get it.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah, that's the problem. I know.
I'm like, wait a minute. How come this person didn't win? And I'm going to tell you, the perfect example was when Natalia Livingston won. That was the perfect. Granted, I love Natalia, but I don't think that year she should have won.
Yeah, who do you think should have won that year?
Oh man, oh, there's so many good competitions. Jeannie Cooper, Crystal Chappelle.
Oh god. Oh yeah.
I think Crystal Chappelle should have won that year, but. That's because I'm a Gowron Light fan, so...
Speaking of her, though, she's doing really good right now in Carly on Days
of
Her Life.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she is.
She might get nominated for next year, too, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what? You guys are looking at it in another crazy... another thing, because... Candace, I don't know if you watch Days of Her Life, but Days of Her Life that you... Okay, the year the little boy died, Zach, Bowen Hope's son, Peter Weckl, Kristen Alfonso, Drake Hogerson all brought it. They were on file. All of them got great material. Peter Weckl should have been nominated. I still think Drake should have been nominated, too, but not one person with that storyline. Got it, Emmy not. As well as
I thought that Christian Alfonso did.
No,
crap, she did it?
That was the year the Emmys and NBC, like if anybody really think about it, NBC was canceled out from the Emmys when they canceled Another World.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's why, I mean, I think the year before... The year before that, NBC finally had a record of nominations for Days of Our Lives. And it was like a first. Like, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, like, Days of Our Lives got nominated. So. And I can say that, you know, but NBC Daytime, they kind of, you know, I feel like I need to talk to these heads.
Especially with NBC, like, look, you need to bring back Another World. Like, that's the only way. I know, Another World was like, I loved that. That was like my very first soap that I really, I think I started watching. I think I don't remember how, but that I could not, I had to always watch that show. I mean, there was so, and that was a show character show. You didn't have these plot-driven, you didn't have, like, a Passions or a Sunset Beachy type of a show.
Until 1998.
Yeah. Until they got rid of Another World, and then they put in, and then they, even Santa Barbara was a really good, well-written show, too.
Yeah, Santa Barbara was
good. I love that show. I watched it from the very beginning to the end. And you don't find shows like that anymore. Even General Hospital, that show was once a great show. It was a show like those shows. I don't know where it lost its way, you know, General Hospital.
92, 90,
was
93,
it 90? Yeah, I have to agree that it was back in those days, too.
Like,
it wasn't...
Like around 94-ish, because, like I said, when I was watching the 93 tape, they didn't have... I didn't see a Sonny in there. I mean, they had Karen Jagger.
Yeah, Robin, oh, God, Karen and Jagger. Oh, my God.
And Ellen and Monica were still together. Bobby and Tony were together. Oh, God.
And they had a lot of social issue stories, like Karen and Jagger with the whole molestation thing. It was relatable. Mm-hmm. It was more relatable. The storylines back in those days were more relatable. Oh, well, they've had a couple of social issues in the past. Jenna Hospital recently. I'm trying to remember exactly what kind
alcohol,
of issues.
Alcohol. Like,
yeah, alcohol. They're doing alcohol right now. But they're not covering it like they should. Yeah, Luke is a character that you never thought of to be alcoholic. You know, I never thought of him because they don't play it like that with him. They don't play him. You know what I'm saying? They haven't really, unless you've seen him going through alcoholism, unless they would show him struggling with it or whatever or something, I don't know. They don't know how to cover him, these social issues. Like, even with the death of Jake, you know, the transplant thing, they got bad rap for that. Even from the Huffington Post and New York Post were so... Even doctors, real-life doctors would go and say this was a bad storyline, transplant
storyline. And they
said something
about the cancer for Jocelyn. They were talking about it for, like, Johns Hopkins University here in Baltimore. They were talking about it, and they said that is not believable. Like,
yeah,
for them to just automatically find the cancer like that.
No,
I know. One of the doctors... was saying it, and because they were talking about it, because the doctor's actually a General Hospital fan, and she said, in her youth, and she's a pediatrician.
Oh my god!
So she knew what she was talking about. She was like, the way that they handle it, you know, if Jocelyn was in like stage 3 of the cancer, her hair would have been already falling out. They would have tried to do the procedures before they went ahead and diagnosed it, like, that she was dying or whatnot, that she needed a kidney. They said that usually, like, on a waiting list, too, they said they could have made that more believable, the whole Jake being brain dead thing. Like, and she was just so livid. But she was like, this is how the procedure is. So,
I mean, and we're supposed to believe all of a sudden that Jocelyn's got cancer. There was, like, a day of buildup. That was it. We're supposed, and then, you know, you know, with the soap opera, the fans want build up. I know maybe in real life you get cancer could come up really fast, but I mean, come on. You know, you're watching a soap opera, you want to see the build up of Jocelyn. You want to make it more believable to where you could really feel for these characters, for Jocelyn and for, you know, even watching Jake be taken off life support, that would have been, I would have loved to see Becky in a scene like that, you know, where she's, even Jason, even Steve Burton, all three of them could have been in the room together, just, you know, sobbing, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, they have not played this. This is the first child death storyline in primetime or daytime I've seen where they haven't shown it from, like, where the kid gets hit or hurt. You know, where you see the parents crying over their child or whatever, and you want to make it more believable. You want to see the emotions of them watching their child. You want to see the emotions of them taking them off life support, like Bo and Hope on Days of Our Life. That was gut wrenching. That was so gut wrenching.
The recent one was Buzz taking Coop on their layoff child life support.
Who was that?
It was on Down Light. The character Coop. He was brain dead. And his father, played by the great Justin Deeds.
Oh, I don't think I watched that story.
The doctor said, do you want us to put him, take him off of life support? And
he said,
I'll do it. And it was like the memory, like saying, you know, he was like, I'm your son and stuff. And he pulled, like, one by one, he was turning off the switches, and then he pulled them off.
Yeah.
And he broke down, like broke down on his body. That's how it should have been played on the General Hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a guiding light with Jonathan and Tammy. Tammy got hit and run by the car. And you see him. Oh, my God. Even the promo made me cry. But you saw him. You saw him as soon as her life passed through, as soon as she died.
Yes,
you saw him get on top. Said, get on top of the gurney. He's like, come on, baby, come back. And breathe. He like, was breathing.
And Jackie, the mother, was at the window breaking down crying. People was holding her. Like, it's like a character that you grew up with. Like, you really grew up with the character. And even though you didn't grow up with Jake,
yeah,
you grew up with
you
Jason.
Saw him being born. Yeah, you grew up with
right.
Jason, and that's his son.
You grew up with Lucky. You grew up with Liz.
With Liz.
Their kid.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
I just don't understand why General Hospital couldn't do this. Like,
they need to go take a cue from, old John G. Guiding Light clips and watch. They need to go take some kind of a, what do you call it? Like
on YouTube, on As the World Turns. On As the World Turns with Margot Poole, Casey, not her son.
That's right.
Her brother, off of life support.
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
you need to do.
She,
One Life to Live. Didn't they do this to pull somebody off of life support recently? Not Evangeline.
Yeah, I know, but oh, Days of Our Life. Was it Adriana?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. I know, it's...
Younger Russell, even though she wasn't put off of life support, and she died, Cassie Newman. You know, having her curtains break down and cry over the body.
Oh,
like,
yeah. See?
Yeah,
hello.
We know Duff. Really well.
I know. It's like, and that's the problem with General Hospital. They think that we'll forget. They think that we forget and we're stupid and we don't remember little things about the show. Excuse me, but somebody came on the radio show on this radio show and we were reminded that Liz lives on a cul-de-sac. How are people driving down her street? Seven cars driving on her street straight through on a cul-de-sac. You can't go anywhere on a cul-de-sac.
And this is the first time that I heard about Lexington Avenue.
I know.
So
and all of a sudden, there's a brand new name on that they live on Lexington Avenue. Okay.
But that means Robin also lives on Lexington Avenue.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
here's the twist. Lexington Avenue. See, this is a true General Hospital fan for you right now. That's where the brownstone is.
Oh, crap. What? Okay.
They said a couple of years ago in 2001,
oh
I remember the exact date, they said, where's the brownstone located? And somebody had said, oh, it's between Lexington and Port Avenue.
It's between Lexington
and Port Avenue.
Oh, my. Okay, General Hospital writers, okay, you need to sit down and go through your scripts of the past. And no, keep in mind that the fans will remember these little tiny little things of the show. You know, and it's like, because a little tiny thing could be a major big thing in the story, like Lexington Avenue when Jake gets hit. I mean, come on. From a cul-de-sac.
I'm like, wait, so he got hit in front of the brownstone? Like, that's the first thing I said was, I'm like, wait.
Oh, my God. And then I think it was, I remember when the fire happened. Somebody brought, when the fire, when the camp thing, and the yard is big. I think, I don't know if Cece came on the air and said something like that. The yard, how can the yard is so big? It would take him a long time to get onto the street or whatever or something. And it only happened in like a second. I mean, I remember him. I remember when Jason went to go to the house and Cam ran out. The yard was pretty big. I remember I mean, if you're going to write a storyline and you want people to come back, you're going to have to write it really good, and you're going to have to make it so believable. You're going to have to go in the past scripts or previous episodes from a few years ago and think, you know, look back at what you wrote. These little inconsistencies that you think that people don't remember will or whatever.
Because sure enough, when they said that, I was like, brownstone.
And not only
like,
that.
I really wanted to call...
Yeah.
Lexington Port is where the brownstone is.
I was watching the interview with Guza and Steve, and I wanted to laugh when I was watching Guza do these interviews. I just wanted to go to the screen and just choke him, choke the life out of him, and say, and just like, you know, you make his mind open up, or you know, crack open his brain and say, you know, come on, we're the fans here.
And
we're the ones that matter.
When Guza said, now, I'm going to be the cold-hearted person, okay?
Uh-huh.
And y'all know me. I can't be a cold-hearted person. I love Silk Spirit.
Yes, you can be.
When Guza said he lost two kids,
uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't believe him.
I didn't
either. I'm going to tell you why I didn't believe
it. I did not
either.
I'm going
to tell you why I didn't believe it. Because in all the interviews that Guza has done over the years, okay, not once has he ever mentioned that. So he decides now that a storyline regarding a little kid's death,
uh-huh.
all of a sudden he's going to talk about it. Now,
I know.
I'm not trying to be cold or anything.
I agree with you, too.
If you want to honor your kid's memory, do the freaking story right.
Yes,
don't
exactly.
Don't just make it a mob point. Do the story right.
I know. I'm not being cold.
But I'm just saying.
No, you're not.
And
you know
the problem is, and it's supposed to be, now it's supposed to be, after all this, now it's supposed to be Jason's coming to terms with, oh my gosh, my life is not the one, is okay for a kid, or, you know, he's going to rethink now.
Okay,
and
he
I'm
said
like,
that when baby Lila was born and died.
Yeah.
He said he
and
was going to give up his
and
wife.
And when Jake was in the hospital, when Liz and Jake were in the hospital after the fire, and he realized, he even told Liz, he told her, I realized my life, anything could happen to Jake anytime. So it's not
and
just
now, like,
me.
He made the whole statement to Michael, like, I wanted a better life for you. Well,
yeah.
Set an example. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm on that show to say that to her. Like, well, set a freaking example for your child. Like, and just
I mean, you know what? If anybody could have protected Jake from anything, it would have been Jason. So the danger crap was a mute point for me,
no,
no matter when it first started.
You know what?
Honestly, let me ask you this question. Do you believe when Lucky said, like, everybody thought that if he was with Lucky, he would be safe. But if he was with Jason, he would have been safe, too. Like, he would have been
I believe that he probably would have been more safe around Jason, in my opinion. I mean,
yeah, mine too.
I mean, because with Michael, he took care of Michael the first years of his life, and he really, really made sure nothing happened to him. But the problem is, because Jason wasn't raising Michael. It was Sonny and Carly. So Jason is not the one that Michael. The harm that came into Michael's life had nothing to do with Jason. If Jason maybe would have been taking care of Michael, if he had been raising him, I don't think he would have had anything happen to Michael. You know what I mean? I mean, because Jason, you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, because Michael really wasn't raised by Jason, so I'm thinking that maybe if he had been, Michael would be completely different.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I was going to throw this in as a devil's advocate. But let's just say if the writers would have done this.
Uh-huh.
What if Monica and them found out that Jake was a true quartermate?
Okay.
And Monica sat down with Liz and Jason and said that they would take care of him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have Monica and the quartermates raise him. And, like, have visitations. Like, Jason would come by.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. Do you think that would have made a difference within the storyline, too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be different. I think because Liz would, I still think it would have been okay because Liz wouldn't know, she doesn't have the same things about the quartermains that Jason had. I don't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She doesn't have the same issues with the quartermains.
Because,
so I think it would have been okay for Liz.
Yeah, because
she would have been more in his life. You know, even though Carly was, but I think it would have been different. I think it still would have been okay. Jason was, he back in those days with Michael, it was different. He hated the quartermains, really, but now I don't think he hates them
so much anymore. I think he's
come to an understanding with them, so I think Mikey Bake would have been okay having the quartermains known that he was there because they would also know not to push Jason as well. You know what I mean? And so I think it would have been all right. I don't think there would have been anything wrong with that. I mean, you know.
And the other thing that I keep going back to, too, with Liz, after Emily died, she did go over to see how Edward was, you know, and talk to Monica and, you know, she would just make sure that Edward was still okay. So
I know.
Not a fan, but the thing is, when we all find out that Jake is alive, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to back down from this. No one can talk me out of it. Carrie knows that. But all of this gets brought up to life that that psycho Franco probably has him.
Even Alcazar, maybe. He's coming back. He knew that Jason and Liz
were... Alcazar is not coming back. He's on One Life to Live.
But how do we know? That's really...
I thought he was coming back to go to the hospital. I thought Alcazar...
No, Anthony Zakara.
Not Anthony. I'm not talking him. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Anthony Zakara. Okay, yeah. Anthony Zakara. Well, he's coming back. You never know. Maybe he had something
yeah.
to do with it, too. Since he kind of knew about Jason and Liz, he thought, you know, with the balcony.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but it would be too much of a plot point, you know, like if they say, you know, let's just say they do say Jake is alive, there's going to be so much outlet, you know, backlash. But it would also be another good opportunity for good acting. But along with good acting,
exactly.
good writing.
Yeah. You have to have, I agree with that too. And even, you know, and see with good actors too, even if you have the bad writing, you got the good act, you know what I'm saying? It's like the acting is like awesome in this, but this is the crappy writing. But could you just imagine if there was really good writing? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think.
And you know what I would do? And General Hospital needs, okay, I think we should just put a script in for General Hospital. This is how
yeah.
I want to see it. Like, you know how you guys said there should be another story for Liz? Like, you guys want to see a bad side?
Yes.
I am so calling this right now. I want her to have a split personality. Let me tell you why.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you why I think Elizabeth will be a good candidate for personality
okay.
disorder. Let me.
Okay. Okay.
This girl has gone through a rape.
Uh-huh.
She thought the love of her life had died.
Yeah.
Think about it. She has daddy issues.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
We don't know who her mom is. So
yeah.
she's trying to be superwoman.
Yeah.
She's trying to handle being a single mom and have a career. She's also trying to look and make sure that her children are safe. She knows she has the paternity letter that she's never opened up yet.
Yeah, I know.
She's dealing with the death of her child by another
yeah.
guy. She had a child with her the love of her life's brother. All this
yeah.
stuff. Wouldn't that make you go crazy? Wouldn't that make you want to block out
think
your reality?
I too. I wouldn't be surprised. I think, you know, and Liz kind of broke down the other day too. She kind of, when she just like threw something across the room or whatever.
I know, I love that.
And yeah, I would not be surprised. Because look at Jessica, One Life to Live. She has been through so much in her life.
But this would be different because
yeah, this
because
would be so yeah.
It wouldn't be no Jess, Tess, Bess, Wes.
Yeah,
you know, and
it
was supposed to come up with a new personality for her by this summer.
Are they really? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Wait, what did you say?
Another personality with
Jess. I said that the writers have said that they're gonna have another personality for Jess by the end of the summer.
Oh, come on, God.
But you know what? It seems like when you do multiple personality disorders, a lot of people get nominated for a lot of Emmys. Look at Vicky.
Vicky has
only been
nominated once.
Oh,
so
well, she never won. But, I mean, could you just imagine Becky doing it? I'm sure she'd probably win.
Becky would rock it.
She would rock it out of the ballpark. She would rock it out of the ballpark.
The writing would have to work.
Have to work for that, I know. Maybe you could get somebody... Maybe they could hire a writer that has written, you know, stories like that or whatever.
They can let me write it.
Oh, yeah, let you write it, huh? And, you know, the sad thing is that there is so many more writers there's so many fanfic writers that know the story better than the writers.
And the writers.
It's just too bad they don't have some kind of something where you could send things in. Make suggestions
yeah.
to them, or they could take. I think it's copyright issues. That's probably why they know they can't do that. Because I've heard of people sending in scripts to them, like fans, but they can't do it because it's copyrighted. It's like they could get sued for it. But as long as he wrote a letter,
hey, permission slip.
Yeah, I know.
I would give him a permission slip. Go ahead and use it.
Yeah, because
like,
that would be
how
because,
it's supposed to be.
I know. And then Guza even said on that interview that he takes fans into consideration. He listens to fans' bullshit.
No, you don't.
That's a bunch of bullcrap. If you listen to the fans, you would have had Liz and Jason or whoever, or you've done better writing to the show a long, long time ago. I mean, it's like, I honestly think if Steve Burton and Becky Herbst were to take their Liz and Jason somewhere else, another soap opera, like maybe to AMC, or go on to a little, on the computer, do a little webisode or web thing, they would like totally, that would totally do good. You know what I mean? I don't know. They're the exception to the rule where they say you shouldn't bring other characters from another show and recreate something. I actually think that they're the exception to that rule. You know, I think, you know what I'm saying? Because they were never given the chance or whatever,
Let's think about that. Let's look at other characters who worked together on the same show that brought the same chemistry onto another show, Laura Wright and Ted King. That's the first person.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Steven
never
Nichols
thought about it.
And Eileen Davidson, they was on Santa Barbara. I mean, wasn't they on Santa Barbara?
Okay, I forgot about them, too.
Nancy Lee Grahn and Lane Davis.
I totally forgot about them, too. Okay.
Who else? Okay, we have 2 minutes remaining. But, okay, I got to find something out. Candace, no, we are going over time.
Oh, my God, Tanya. That wasn't funny. Oh, my God. God, that wasn't funny. That's on April Fool's is over.
Hey, Candace.
Sorry. Tanya, I literally thought you were taking a picture of me. Damn. Sorry, she was taking a picture of me and then water squirted out.
Oh, God. This 1 minute remaining, but we don't have to go.
I was all
We're going to be back on next Monday.
Huh?
We will be back next Monday. But Candace, did you watch One Life? Did you watch One Life? You watched One Life, Philip, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to know because I cannot bear to watch it until this weekend, but tell me Sane doesn't do what I think One Life is going to do is Sane. Tell me.
He's not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do have to say this, that I'm going to give One Life to Live so much credit because they actually took a story that has been in the news media for a long time. And I give them a lot of credit for doing this.
Yeah.
They actually know how to use their teams.
Yeah.
Unlike some other shows.
And they're actually doing it right. They're starting from the beginning.
They're
taking their time.
I just thought.
Bullying, though. Is it the bullying too?
It started as a cyberbullying, and then it escalated into the peer pressure and being embarrassed because they shot a video of him naked, and they posted on how people post stuff on YouTube. They put it on a viral website for everybody to saw, and they made fun of him. And they took his asthma pump. And he had an asthma attack, and he had to lie to his mom. And like I said, that's what's going on really in all these schools now, is that you have these kids who are bullying other kids through Facebook and Twitter, and they're afraid to talk about it. So
I give
so much credit because they had an adult role, which was Kim Zimmer, they went and told her. And now the parents are starting to find out. Danielle tried to tell Blair, she thinks Jack has something to do with it. And Blair, being that mom who don't want to believe that their child is being, bullying somebody.
Yeah.
She's like, you must be making that up, And it's like, come on. So, she's not going to do anything. I think One Life to Live is going to go through with the story and have it, in the therapy section.
He could attempt to, but then they'll stop him,
I was just thinking when I heard about the suicide woman. I'm like, wait a moment. You have Ziggs supposed death on Zinner Hospital because I still don't think he died. You have Andy and Jesse's stillborn baby on AMC. And now you're going to do a teen suicide?
All over again.
What's that?
I said on All My Children, the whole Angie and Jesse storyline, it just reminds me of back when Angie and Jacob were together and they found the baby in the trash can on the city.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't remember
uh-huh.
that. It's like, you have a very good memory on soap op, I swear. I can't remember anything.
Yes, the little girl, Angie's adopted daughter, Cassandra.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They
found
her behind in the trash can. I'm just saying the comparisons are really, like, amazing.
How long have you
so,
been watching soap operas for? You've been watching them for a long time, too?
I think since I was in my mom's stomach.
Yeah.
So,
that's really how it goes, okay,
and,
yeah.
I popped out, and I think the first words were, I'd like to thank the Academy for this Emmy.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. And it's sad today. It's kind of sad today. You can't really pass it on because what's to pass on, you know, with these shows?
I mean, I grew up, like I said, like, it's funny because who was it? I think it was Ricky Paul Goldman. I really do think it was him. Well, I met him at the Gown Light Luncheon, and, like, we got into an argument.
This is my true fan story.
We got into an argument, and he's like, well, you're too young to remember anything else about my career. So I looked at him, and I was like, okay, Dean Frame. I was like, okay, Dean Frame, like, and he just looked at me. And I was like,
Dean Frame,
I
love him.
So he
Dean Frame
laughing.
And Jenna were my favorite. They were like one of my favorites on there.
And he just started laughing, and he brought somebody else, and they said something. They asked me a question, and they was like, oh, she probably doesn't remember Ryan Tope because she was like five or something like that. I said, like, I remember Ryan Tope.
Yeah, I know.
And then
me too.
They was like.
There was Edge
like,
of Night. Edge of Night. There was Search for Tomorrow.
Search for Tomorrow.
And there was
Capital.
People from Search for Tomorrow that went on to Another World. Or was it Another, or did they, what? Because I remember, who was John? Was it John? John
bit.
Was on, John who
John
played Another World. Mike, what show was that he was on?
He was on Another World for like a few years, but probably was a few months. And then he went over, was it Capital?
Because I remember, because Michael's brother, John, he was from on some show, like, I don't know, it was Search for Tomorrow or Edge of Night. He went to Another World to play John, his brother, and I remember, I can't remember which show it was, but it's just funny how... It's just funny. It's just, like, so long ago, but you remember little things like that. It's, like, I barely watched Ryan.
We were talking about Capital. Like, me and my grandfather was talking about Capital.
I don't
like,
remember Capital, though. I don't never watched that. And I think I was
too. It was,
too
like, the best freaking show. Like,
was it?
It came on, like, yeah, it was, like, it was only on for 5 years.
What year was it on?
It was born from the year I was born, 82, and it was taken off. In 87 to be replaced
really?
By Bonnie
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember
Capital,
that one.
Yeah, Capital had like, they had the girl who played Jill on Young and the Restless.
I honestly did not remember Capital. And it went
me
off in 87, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't a Channel 2 person. I was more of an NBC person, so that's probably why I never even heard of it.
I remember Texas.
Oh, you do? I don't remember that one. I do not remember that. Okay. And you're 82, baby. Okay. And I'm, and why don't I remember Texas and stuff? Okay. Huh.
I told you I came out with my stomach.
You must have, okay.
Like, I can actually tell you this. This is like the saddest thing ever, but I don't care. When I was, I was 11 when Santa Barbara, so I was in the fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. I was, 84. Oh, so,
but
I was
this is weird. When Santa Barbara had its final episode,
I had faked the illness that day. I faked the illness
what?
On the way home so I can watch it.
I know.
Okay.
I was thinking you're taking a picture of me, Tanya. That wasn't funny.
It's not April Fool's anymore. No, it's not.
I was in 1984. I was. Oh my God! How? Oh, I was 9 in 1984. I was born in 76.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to
so
put the air on?
You remember the thermostat?
Oh.
And you step outside and use the door.
Okay.
Cassandra, what kind of illness did you fake? I'm.
On that day, I think I said I had like a temperature. So I
for what day?
What day are you talking about? It was the last episode of Santa Barbara, and I think it was
oh my God! Okay, now tell me you were a BJ and Warren fan. Did you like BJ and Warren?
I did.
I loved BJ and Warren. That was a really good storyline with her, you know, her the molestation.
But nothing is when Murray died, when the capital, the big C fell on her.
What
remember
was that?
On Santa Barbara, they were all up on the roof, and Murray was like saying she wants this, and the wind was blowing back and forth.
Oh my
and the
God!
Big C.
I remember that. I remember. Remember when
like
Eden
for some
got
reason that stuck out.
That stuck out with you. I remember when Cruz and Eden were separated for those 6 months because that long lost daughter of Cece's came into town and she was seeking out revenge and she so wanted Cruz and I hated her. I hated the fact that they were separated.
I just didn't like Gordon Thompson took over for Mason. I remember that was the first dislike I had was Gordon Thompson playing
Mason. Really? You didn't like? I guess.
I was a Dynasty freak, so all I remember was, why is this dude on the show?
Yeah,
so I'm a person who is definitely a soap opera person because I also like the Dynasty.
Did you watch all the Dynasty? Did you watch
Landing
Falcon Crest? You watched Dynasty like me? What else
was
there? Dallas? Did you watch Dallas too?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the whole Bobby thing? Maybe General Hospital will take, maybe everybody will wake up and it'll all be a dream on General Hospital like they
and
did.
And it was a dream. If General Hospital was to do that, it should be the last 10 years.
It should be, shouldn't it? Yeah. I know. They would really have to write, they would really have to come up with some smart stories to tell that. How would they write that, though? How could they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jason and Liz me. Jason and Liz meet. It could be Liz's nightmare because she had just lost Lucky or something like that. You know?
Yeah,
it could be her nightmare. But then how would you... I don't know. That'd be. I wonder how they would do that. How could that be done, you know, for the last 10 years?
Emily would be alive. Emily would be alive.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning Natalia could come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Xander would be alive.
Oh, yeah, Xander. Oh, yeah. Unless they write it where, you know, because she's been in the coma for, like, she won't, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you faked the attempt to sue. Well, the day that Sunny and Brennan, the whole while, you know, when Brennan was really a while, well, I decided to try and get myself chickenpox again because I had to come up with the disease that my mom is a nurse, my mom would believe. So my brother did the whole, got the thermometer all right because if I did it, it would be like 120. But whatever he did, he could get it to like 100. And I tried to make polka dots all over my arms and stuff.
I never knew how to pretend. Well, the only thing that I could do is because I wear glasses, so I could lose my glasses. I did that once. I put my glasses somewhere to pretend like they're gone. I couldn't go to school without my glasses. Huh?
You could have done, like, make yourself throw up.
Like, not, like,
well, I did.
I know, Bob.
I told my mom I was sick,
no,
and she didn't believe.
All you had to do was, like, get, like, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I'm sharing this on the radio or whatever.
You're going to give the,
like,
kid, you're going to give young people an idea.
Oh, come on, young people are not listening at this point.
Okay.
Whatever, we're over that. But get, like, chocolate chip cookies, like, really good chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And try to get, like, a Hershey bar and, like, keep it in your mouth, like, mush it all the way up to a good, like,
really?
Like, liquid, and just, like, kind of just go into the room with your parents or something and cover your mouth, and then they're going to ask what's wrong, or just spit it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you how come that worked. Because I did that
work
with Another World. No, I did that so I could stay home, so I could see Another World. The last episode.
Which episode of Another World was it that you wanted to stay
it
home
was the
for?
Last, it was the last one. It was the last
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, you had to stay home for that. Okay, that is so sad. See, soap operas in those days were worse to do that. They're not worse to do that now. They're not worse.
Like,
but now,
I'm
but,
to take illness too. But it didn't
but,
work.
Know,
my boss told me
the
I
only,
had to
I
say
think
it
the
worked.
Only soap opera that'd be worse would probably be Another World right now. Or even Days of Our Lives is a lot better than General Hospital. I remember
say,
back
say,
in the days when Luke and Laura were getting married, a lot of people ditched high school to stay home for their wedding.
Yeah.
I was
my
young.
Dad secretary called in. My dad secretary called in sick that day.
Oh,
and
really?
And said, I don't really feel good. And my dad goes, okay, have fun watching Luke and Laura.
Oh, Candace. That's funny. Okay.
Candace, did you not listen to all Friday night show that we had?
We had a show on Friday night?
Yeah,
did we?
We
did?
Yes, we did.
We had a show on Friday night?
Yes, we did.
Where was I?
We had it. Yes.
I do not even, this past Friday night.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We did.
Okay, Candace, you know how it was April Fool's Day? Well, I came up with
did. Really, okay, now I remember. Okay, yes.
With a really bad April Fool's joke for my dad. I called him up, and I was in tears. And I go, but he was answering, so I left the voicemail. I'm like, Dad, Chili's been kidnapped, and I need $25,000.
Wow. And then I was at work and I played I did the another part of the joke where I called her to see if I should call him on his cell phone, you know, to play along. And I didn't think he was gonna answer the phone. And he answered the phone, and I'm like, oh my God, help me please. I've been like kidnapped. He's like, What's wrong? And I'm like, April Fool's, and I'm like, you did not believe that, did you? He's like, yes, I did. He says, goodbye, you're not coming to Disneyland next month with us, goodbye. And I'm like, okay, I should not have done that. I have never done that before.
I know.
I don't know. Those are bad, yeah, I only play little tiny jokes or whatever. I'm not that bad.
What did I do Friday for April Fool's? Oh, I ran into my job and I had my 8x10 photo and I was screaming. I was like, oh my God. And my boss came out and said, what was wrong? I said, I got to drop a one way to live. Like, I was really worried.
Oh my God.
Two of my coworkers knew what I was doing. So I, like, came in. I was, like, all excited. And they knew that I went to New York recently. So I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, okay. And I'm, like, freaking out. And my boss was like, are you serious? And I was like, I was working it.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
My boss was like, okay, what character are you playing? I said, I'm playing the role as nurse number 2. I said, I'm going to be at Landview Hospital. I don't know what the story is, but I'm going to be nurse number 2. And then one of the parents, because I work at the daycare, one of the parents was like, oh, my God, Candace, are you serious? I was like, yep. yeah, like I really would actually come in here the day that I get, you know, a call from my friends. Don't you think I would be? I was like, hey,
that's funny. Really? You'd really be there when you, yeah. That's,
I would be like,
oh my God. Oh, that's, see, I see, I'm not strong enough to play it off really well. I don't, yeah, I get, I'll start, like, cracking up laughing and, you know, yeah.
Oh, I was cracking up laughing for, like, half an hour before I went in and did it. Like, I took a sip of Starbucks coffee just to calm my nerves, and I was like, okay,
oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I think I did it once on this show. We were planning a big argument on the show, you know, and to shock people to like, oh my God, you know. And I called in one day. I was so scared to do it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to play it off. And I don't know how, what I said, or I just was getting real. I was like cussing at her and pretend like I was really pissed off. And I think people were kind of upset. Were like shocked, and then I hung up after, and then I didn't call for 20 minutes to play it off really well. And then I finally called back in, and I think I'm like, now do I get an, I should get an Emmy for that or something. I don't remember exactly what I said, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people thought we were really fighting.
I can't do it. I can't even have a straight face when somebody, like, you know, in real life, you know, when they're in front of me. I can't, it's hard. It's so hard knowing that you're fooling with them, you know, and even though I took drama a couple times in high school, I still can't keep a straight face.
I had to do it because of two reasons. One, like I said, I went to New York, and everybody in New York likes Broadway Cares. And while I was up there, I did go to the One Life to Live studio.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, like, you know, everybody knew it because I posted it on Facebook. And I was like, all right, you know, like, cool, you know, I can play this off. And they all knew that I wanted to be on the soap opera. So it was like,
yeah.
Okay, like, you know.
I always wanted to be on the soap opera myself.
I wanted to be on Caroline Maxwell Turns. But then, you know, they got canceled.
Oh, God. You know, they were the best, too. Azabeth Truth and Guiding Light. Oh, God. I was a Hope and Lily fan. I was, like, fans of a lot of couples on those shows. Well, see, what happened was General Hospital, I was getting sick of General Hospital for a while back in 2004, whatever. And then I went back onto Guiding Light, and I found out, I found Jonathan and Tammy went. No, I heard of Jonathan and Tammy, and I was curious. To, you know, because he won an Emmy, and then we're talking about Jonathan Tammy, and I was curious. I didn't know at the time that they were cousins or half-cousins or something, but I heard that there was a bit of a controversy with that couple, and then I watched them, and then it was too late. I got hooked with the couple, and the cousin thing didn't really bother me because it's not like they grew up together or anything, and they were, like, eyeing each other at the table or whatever. And, you know, really, I mean, they were half-cousins, and, you know, she didn't know he was her cousin. He knew that they were cousins. He came into town to seek revenge. She did not know, so I don't blame her for falling in love with him. You know what I mean? Because Jonathan is I loved their characters together. I loved, even the producers, they were asked in an interview, would you change it? Because they're so popular now, would you change it to where he's not the son of Reva? And they're like, that's the beauty of the storyline, is it's bitter. It's like a taboo thing, you know, and, you know, and that's what makes them popular. It's something that shouldn't happen. What's that?
And it's that, but it was like, okay, CBS got a lot of flack, especially because they were cousins.
Yeah.
But my whole thing was, and this is, again, a reason I'm a soap person, Holden and Lily on that turns on niece and nephew.
Really?
What? I mean, it's uncle and niece. I'm sorry.
They were?
What?
I thought it was by adoption. Wasn't it by adoption?
Uh-uh.
Or
uh-uh.
No?
This is how it is. Holden's sister is Lily and Rose's birth mom. She gave Lily up to adoption. That's why Lucinda is her adopted mother.
Oh.
Because
I never thought
Caleb,
of
Caleb.
You know,
because Caleb raped Ivy. What was her? Lily's mom.
Yeah.
Was raped her. And she received two kids.
I want to get a soda. I might go get a soda.
So Holden is.
Okay, I wait a little bit. I'm on the thing. Okay.
Really? I did not know. I was, you know, I actually was wondering that myself because I was watching old clips on YouTube, and I was like, wait a minute, if that's her birth mother and that's Holden's sister, then that would mean they're like some. Okay, well now that is kind of now I don't feel so bad now falling in love with Jonathan and Tammy.
There you go.
No.
But did you see? Jonathan and Tammy, oh my God, they're like my Liz and Jason of CBS or whatever, the station or whatever. It's like, I didn't like the fact that they brought in Lizzie into the mix. I hated what they did, and I hated the fact that they had to kill her off. I hated the fact that, you know, that they had to do this. I mean, I knew they were thinking of leaving, but I was hoping beyond hope that maybe it was all fake and, you know, they're going to fake her death or whatever or something. And Rick could. But, I mean, they gave us a wedding. It lasted like 5 minutes. Yeah. And then they had to go kill her. So, basically, they were giving us on the little tiny little box, you know, at the end there of what our wedding.
Well, you know the behind-the-scenes story for that, right?
No, I don't.
Lizzie. Well, this is like, because the truth finally came out after somebody asked the question. And the question was to the writers, like, what was the reason for the Lizzie, you know, denominator in this thing? And he was like, well, truth be told, it was supposed to be Tammy and Coop.
Really?
Tammy was supposed to have a one-night stand with Coop because she found out about Jonathan and Lizzie. Once Tammy found that out and Coop found out, they hooked up, they had a one-night stand, and Tammy ended up pregnant. But she refused to tell Jonathan because of the whole thing. So all the stuff that was going on with Lizzie was supposed to happen to Tammy.
Really?
But they said they could not see Tammy because she was already established as a good girl character.
Oh, gosh. I could have seen that. I could have seen it because Tammy was just so heartbroken over what Jonathan did. I mean, I could have still seen that Tammy doing that. She just hurt, you know.
He said it was two things that messed up that story. One, because, like I said, it was Tammy being a good girl character. Two, there would have been a controversy regarding the baby if it was to be Jonathan because of the whole cousin situation. Because did say something about that. And the third was he was with Ava at that time.
So that's why they really didn't go further with this whole Jonathan and Tammy thing, and that's why they killed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? I do not agree with that. Do you agree with that to an extent?
I agree with the fact that it was to be that way, but like I said, and with Lizzie, she was already established as a backstabber, sneaker, she's a bad girl. Tammy, that would have been the shocker of the story.
But is a good girl and the bad guy girl thing, isn't that part of the genre, you know, the
soap
opera?
It's a part of it, but I think the writers want it to be, like, how would Tammy deal with it, you know?
Okay.
It was still played out.
I see what you're saying. Maybe because of the controversy, but even though there was controversy, that couple was popular. I don't think a lot of people really cared. That was hot, yeah. They were hot. And I think it extended into real life, too. I heard rumors that they were together in, like, real life as well.
Okay,
I don't know if they...
As the Gaslight Insider, I can confirm they did date.
They did date? Really?
Tom Pelfrey also dated another person on Gaslight.
Yeah, he dated Dinah on Guiding Light.
Yes, he did.
Oh, God, that was an older woman. Hey, Tom, I'm like about the same age as her, so why don't you date me or something, you know? But
he's single.
I know. You know what? Wasn't there rumors that he was going to be considered for the role of Sonny's son?
Dante.
Dante. That would have been not right because he's way tall.
No,
but, oh my God.
Tom Pelfrey said they came to him because Bradford Anderson and him lived together.
Oh, they did?
Bradford Anderson,
Yes, while Tom was in L.A., Bradford was his landlord, and Bradford had told him about the role, but Tom just couldn't do it.
Really?
So he's coming back to New York. He's coming back to New York.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do you know what he's doing? Do you know if Tom Pelfrey's even doing anything? Is any projects going on or what?
He is doing a project. He is going to be in a movie.
Yes?
I don't know if it's going straight to DVD, but it's going to be with David Gregory, who's now on One Life to Live, who plays
really?
Sports.
Oh.
Eva de Cruz, who was on
She played on
Deanna.
Yes,
Deanna
I like her.
Fern.
Yeah.
Tanya Walker. Look, Tanya Walker.
Oh, wow. Like a whole soap opera movie.
Yeah.
I love him. He's one of, he so deserved the Emmys he got, and I wouldn't mind seeing him on another soap opera, you know.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm really going to try to talk to him. Well, I get to actually see all of them next month because I'm going to Marco Island.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Marco Island, so I'm going to be seeing them. And, like, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some pictures up on Facebook that I don't remember taking, but whatever. but he's actually going to play reading. I think he's got one coming up,
is
too,
he?
This month. Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated on that.
Okay, yeah. Did you, you fell in love with the Jonathan and Tammy storyline too, right from the beginning, did you or no? Or when did you? Because when he came to town and when he,
I saw the chemistry.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
That was great.
And then when she found out and confronted him, and when they were outside of the bar or whatever, and he's like, "You wanted me." She's like, "I'm gonna go wipe you off me or whatever." And that scene, oh my God, you knew.
I think the scene that got me hooked on Tom Pelfrey was when they redid the scene with Reba baptizing herself the flood of Springfield, and he went into the pool and he baptized him.
And didn't he chop his hair off or something at that scene, or what scene was it?
The scene that he baptized himself in, that was first, and then he cut his hair, like, a couple of months
later.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
And I'm like,
God.
Oh, my God. But when he did when he reenacted the scene of him baptizing himself and he took off his shirt, I was like,
Oh my God.
Good job, Tammy. Good job. Don't stand
here. Oh,
like,
my God. I loved the scene in when Tam. I loved the storyline where she was getting married to Sandy, and he's the one that instigated the whole. He's kind of started
the whole thing.
The whole thing of Sandy and Tammy thing, and where she pushed him down you pushed him off, and he went over.
Yeah,
and
she fell down.
Because if Jonathan hadn't have went behind and did everything that he did, then she'd still be alive. But I love their little time at the cabin, and that's where they truly, you know, admitted that they love each other and they cared for. They almost went there. But I think my favorite was when they were in the barn. Remember the barn scene where they finally were going to do it?
Yeah.
Remember Cassie went crazy. Oh, God, that was good, man.
That was Emmy material right there.
Wasn't it? I have their whole storyline on a DVD right now. I have their whole storyline on DVD because I caught them. I didn't catch them in the beginning. I caught them in, like, 2005. And so, because that's when I tuned back into Guiding Light. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to watch it from the beginning. And I found their website. There was a website, but I don't think it's up anymore.
Yep.
And I watched their scenes on this website, and I'm like, I gotta get I gotta find somebody that does DVDs and edit. So I found somebody. So I have their whole storyline on DVD, but I try not to get to where she died because I have their death scene. I don't want to get. I want to just stop it where they're happy. You know, when they got married. I forget that she's died. But yeah, they just got the amazing chemistry together, and I can't find. They don't write like that anymore on these soap operas. You know what I mean? I mean, Young and the Restless, yeah. You still got good stories, but you don't find. They should fire all the writers on General Hospital. Hire all the writers from, like, get writers from, like, the old shows that are on anymore, like Guiding Light or something. You know?
Well, you still got you have the same writer
same head writer that did Jonathan Tanner's storyline on All My Children.
Oh, you David do? Cosby. Really?
Yep.
Oh. Do you like her as Madison on All My Children with Ryan? I don't like her. I don't know. I don't like.
I didn't say this real quick. I put this on her Facebook page, and I said something. I said, you know, Pine Valley and Landview and Yana Ruffles have all become Oakdale and Springfield. So, because in a million years, I never thought I would see Tammy with Bill Lewis.
What was that? That's right. He's out on My Children now. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I had to call her out on something because she did an interview a couple of years ago, and she said if there was anybody that you wanted to kiss on the show, who would it be? And this is when she was throwing down light, and she said Daniel Cosgrove.
Like,
she literally said that in the interview, so.
And now he's on. And now he's on All My Children. And I... You know what they screwed up? The Annie and JR and this whole Marissa thing. They recast Marissa. I was falling in love with... I don't watch AMC, but I YouTubed Annie and JR scenes. And I fell in love with them through YouTube. And then I hated Marissa. And the girl that's playing Marissa now, she was Lucy on As the World Turns, which I liked her. I liked her on As the World Turns as Lucy, but... Supposedly, I understand that she's doing really well. I don't know how she's her
She is, but with Jacob, I don't see it.
I love Annie and JR together, but why do they do that? See, that's what I'm talking about. You get hooked, invested in a soap couple, and then they're together.
Egan's decision to leave the show.
I'm glad she decided to, because I guess she figured out where that her storyline was going.
Well,
probably.
No, she also said, because Melissa is actually the same age as me. And
really?
And she put on her thing, she said that she wants to do other things. Like,
yeah.
She wants to do prime time.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her, in a
way. No, I don't either.
And I think she'll get more respect. I think the actors...
Yeah.
We'll get more respect on primetime. So I wouldn't have blamed Rebecca Herbst if she decided that she didn't want to go back. Grey's Anatomy. Go on Grey's Anatomy. She would have gotten more respect in primetime. And her husband on Twitter, they have a friend who's on Grey's or some show, and he said he would get her. They have a friend on some show, and he said he would get her try to get her part. On, I forgot what show he's on. He was on.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
And he was willing to even look for a part for her, to ask around, and she would have gotten. I bet you she was getting calls off that, getting phone calls, every day, 24/7, and I wouldn't have blamed her if she totally did not want to go back. And I wouldn't blame her if she's only signed a 1-year contract or something. You know what I mean? I mean, who's to say that even Jenna Haas is going to last at least 5 years or whatever, I mean, considering the crap that it is right now. And people go on Facebook and they say, General Hospital is really great. And I have to go on there and say, really? You think General Hospital is great? What is... I'd hate to see how they say it's good. I'd hate to think how they think it's great. I would be scared to see how they feel it's great if they think it's good. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember when it was great. It was 100% great. 10 times better watching it back in the day. I feel sorry for this generation now that are watching this farce of the show anymore. They don't know what great story. If they think this is great storytelling, they should go to their parents and watch old clips on YouTube or whatever, and all that. That's how a lot of people, like with Liz and Jason, that some people that are fans of them now watch them on YouTube. And they fell in love with them through YouTube. That's how I fell in love with.
Oh my God! Cassandra got kicked off.
Oh crap! Okay, well I gotta go anyway, so I'm gonna go.
Oh, Donna, are you going to go get something? I don't want really anything. I just want to, I'll give you a couple dollars for soda or something. Oh, I just want like a large diet Dr. Pepper or something.
Oh, they have a diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, they do at McDonald's. Yeah, I don't really want anything to eat, just that. Yeah.
Okay. So we're still on the air? No, I'm kidding. But, that's sad.
I know.
We
always, you know, we're
I like
guy,
her.
Yeah.
She's like, I like her. She knows what, she's a big soap fan.
Yeah, I mean, what was I going to ask you? But you did so, Donna's getting you a drink, but you don't want anything?
No, I don't really want anything.
Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm feeling like shit. You know, JFK, he was a womanizer, even.
I know, he was.
He had to be careful because it would have ruined him, his presidency, you know?
Yeah, it would have.
And do we know for sure if he, has it been confirmed that he had an affair with Marilyn Monroe or what?
I think he did. I mean, it's never been confirmed, but like a lot of people think he did.
I think he had to have Robert Kennedy go to. Remember what after Robert died, Ted Kennedy was assumed to take over to try to be president. But remember, I don't know what year it was. He hit and ran. There was somebody in the car, and the car went over, and he left. There was a body, and he left it. He ran from it, and they tried to cover it up, but they couldn't. That totally destroyed his career of ever becoming president.
Yeah, because he was running. He was going to win for president, but after that, he couldn't.
Yeah, there was no way in hell. And John Jr., oh, my God. He was like the last of the expected to be. Glamorous icons. Okay, little sis, I'll call you at midnight. Okay, I'm gonna go take a quick shower.
Oh,
never mind. Well, I'll call
why
you.
Why don't you call me?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.